like random, lots of shenanigans, and all of the topics, and not so random special guests and interviews, tune in Monday between 7 p.m.-ish and 8:30 p.m.-ish. Replayed on Thursday, primetime drive time, 5 p.m. till 6:30 p.m. for your weekly random rendezvous with Reza on
Reglan Community Radio.
ReglanRadio.com. Kia ora tatu, everyone. Good evening, good evening. It's me, Reza. You're listening to Rendezvous with Reza for another 90 minutes. Here's Josef Salvat with Hustler.
It's not easy on my bed sheets. It's not easy on my nerves. It's not easy on my conscience. It's not easy on my soul. This is not what you wanted. What you wanted for me. I know that much now. My apologies. You will call me a harlot. You will call me a whore. But see, I'm man now. I'm worth so much more. But I've got the heart of a hustler with a hustler's pain. I've got the heart of a hustler with all hustler's shame. I've got the body of a lover with a masochist's brain. I've got the heart of a hustler playing a dangerous game. Mind says no, sir, but the body says please. The heart stays silent, such a silent tease. And I don't know why I'm telling you this. Maybe I've got to get it off my unholy chest. There's a road much traveled, one I haven't walked down yet. And it calls my name,
it calls my name.
Yes, it calls my name. It's a darker path. And it calls my name. I've got the heart of a hustler with a hustler's pain. I've got the heart of a hustler with all hustler's shame. I've got the body of a lover with a masochist's brain. I've got the heart of a hustler. I'm playing a dangerous game. With a hustler's pain, I've got the heart of a hustler with all hustler's shame. I've got the body of a lover with a masochist's brain. I've got the heart of a hustler, I'm playing a dangerous game. I've got a hustler's heart.
Ça change rien à mon problème. Et les seules personnes que je peux supporter sont ces types à qui on ne lance plus la monnaie. Je m'assois avec, ça les gêne. Leur silence repose ma peine. C'est pas forcément que je fuis les fantômes, mais plutôt que les gens parlent fort dans mon God does exist. If I believe in God and if God does exist, c'est la rage qui me fait avancer. J'en veux à la folie, surtout ceux qui n'ont pas su suicider. Tous les soirs, le même affreux sourire inversé. Doesn't matter, does it? If I know in the exit, if I believe in God and if God does exist, if I believe in God and if God does exist, on ne mange plus rien, ni tout. Ces chansons de ruban mou s'effondrent sur ses deux genoux, quartier rouge, et le mec des visages sans que personne ne bouge. Doesn't matter, does it? If I believe in God, and if God does exist, if I believe in God, and if God does exist, it doesn't matter, does it? If I know in the exit, if I believe in God, and if God does exist, if I believe in God, and if God does exist, it's a show, mais pas grave, pour des envies chiennes, et c'est d'eau, je pense qu'on est trop près de la scène. J'en ai trop dit, hein, et personne m'écoute, hein, hein, pensez pour ces types, mon nez dans le cou.
Christine and the Queens with Doesn't Matter, Voleur de Soleil, as you might have picked up from the song. It's a French singer-songwriter, Christine and the Queens, Rahim Redcar, actually, is her name. And before that, you were listening to Joseph Salvat, Hustler. Joseph Salvat is from Sydney, Australian singer-songwriter. And Jesus, things are happening upcoming weekend. It's just Monday and I'm already overwhelmed by all the things that are happening upcoming weekend. First and foremost, you all should go to the Yard on Friday night because it's the Raglan Community Radio's 30th birthday, which is, I mean,
awesome!
Pretty awesome. 30 years of Raglan Community Radio should be celebrated. And we're going to do that with Heavy Lounge Suit, Cornerstone Roots, and Team Squad. Between Cornerstone Roots and Team Squad, I'm going to play some tunes from my Spotify list. Yeah, we'll see how that goes. Never done that before, but it should be fun. Go get your ticket. Humanitix, I think, is selling them. And get in there quick. Other than that, we have the Freedom to Fly Fest happening this weekend. And then there's a busking day on Bow Street on Sunday. Jesus fucking. So there's a lot of options right there for you. Another option, you can always listen to the radio. We're waiting for Neil to come in the next, 15-ish minutes to let go of some rage that we've accumulated over the last week on the notice board. And until then, we're just gonna keep playing all the music that I found from the soundtracks of all the beautiful shows that I'm watching at the moment. Here's Holly Humbers with I Would Die For You, which is obviously a cover song originally from Prince.
I'm not that's your a beautiful one, cover. I'm not your man. I am something that you'll never understand. I'll never beat you, I'll never lie. And if you're evil, I'll forgive you by and by. Cause you, I would die for you. Darling, if you want me to, you, I would die for you. I'm not your lover, I'm not your friend. I am something that you'll never comprehend. No need to worry, no need to cry. I'm your messiah and you're the reason why. Cause you, I would die for you. Darling, if you want me to, you, I would die for you. You're just a sinner, I am told. Be your fire when you're cold. Make you happy when you're sad. Make you good when you are bad. I'm not human, I'm a dove. I'm your conscious, I am love. All I really need is to know that you believe.
Oh,
What a very cute and cheesy and quite high school-y song. That was Kids at Midnight, Boys Like You. And Kids at Midnight is a solo project of singer-songwriter, producer Jane Elizabeth Henley. We don't know where she's from. Oh, no, it does tell me here. She's from Melbourne. Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that's from Heartstopper or one of the other teen high school shows that I've been binging lately. Before that, Holly Humbers, British singer-songwriter with her cover, I Would Die For You. Yeah, it's a great cover, actually. I do like a good cover song. You're listening to Rendezvous with Reza here on 98.1 Reagan Community Radio. And Jesus, it's been 30 years of Raglan Community Radio. Can you imagine? I cannot. I've done this for a few years and I can't see myself doing it for 30 years. Anyhow, we're going to celebrate big at the Yacht this Friday. Come on down. Three bands are going to play. Team Squad, Cornerstone Roots, Heavy Lounge Suit. Should be fun. To the next 30 years, I'd say. Maybe. Let's ask Aaron if he wants to do it another 30 years. Who knows? We're 10 minutes away from Neil, Son of Anthony, Funky Monkey, Tolan to join me for our Raglan Rage segment, which we all love so much. And here is another tune that was pitched to me from a friend the other day. One of her mates, Kit, I think, is in that band. And they're coming to the Yard on Thursday. They have a great band name called Revolver. Yeah? Say that again. Revolver. So like vulva and then revolver. So it's like a revolver, but also revolver. If that makes sense. And here's their song, So Fine. Check it out. was Revolver with So Fine. Funky, funky. So they're playing on Thursday night at the Yard, in case you want to see them. I think they're coming all the way up from Queenstown or Wanaka, somewhere around there. Next up is another cover, Far with Bulletproof. Bulletproof originally from LaRue. Yes. That's a quieter one.
My information's just not going in. Burning bridges, shore to shore. I break away from something more. I'm not turned on to love until it's cheap. Been there, done that, messed around. I'm having fun, don't put me down. I never let you sweep me off my feet. This time, baby.
that was... Oh, I'm confused. Neil just walked in. What am I saying? I'm so nervous. Neil, what was that? What was I playing?
You were just about to share the highlight of your day.
Oh, well, you, obviously.
There you go.
Yeah. So that was Wazia Project, a pop duo from the UK. Man, every time I think I can't play anything more cheesy, I do it. I think that's also from Heartstopper or one of those cheesy high school things that I'm watching lately. Guilty Pleasures. And before that was Far, F-A-R-R, with Bulletproof. Great cover from LaRue's original song. And that is a transatlantic band with native producer, London native producer, and some dude from LA. Anyhow, that's all we need to know. And, well, Neil is here, so that can only mean one thing. Neil looks very ready to rage.
That is amazing, eh? Just, I think every week it feels like I'm hearing new sounds in that.
Yeah, me too.
Much going on, eh?
Yeah, it's a little bit overwhelming.
Yeah.
I don't even remember saying the last bit. We didn't check anything, but here we go. Let's do this. I'm like, when did I ever say that? In which
there,
context?
Right? It's all there. It's actually absolutely outstanding.
And it's so not true because we do so much research for the segment.
We do.
These 30 minutes every Monday take us hours and hours of prep work.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes we come across like we aren't prepared, but that is part of it. We don't want to be too polished.
Yeah, we just want to...
We just want to be real.
Easy breezy, you know, and just flick it from your phone.
Pretty much. That's all we want to do.
That's all we want to... You know, just... what am I going to say? Like, we play to the younger group here, the kids, you know? Want to entice them to be like, hey, look, radio's cool.
Yeah. We're listening to these cool cats.
Cool old people. Look, old people can be cool.
See, mum?
They say weird things on air without cussing, though. At least to late 30, we're not allowed to. And sometimes it slips through, but whatever. Can I say Jesus? As like a, I think I said that a few times. I'm like, oh, Jesus. There's so much going on. That's not cussing, is it?
Or are you saying cheeses, like cheeses?
No, I could say that. No.
For some people, that would be offensive.
If I say cheeses.
I'd say
like
so,
it's offensive
some
to the cheese.
Could,
yeah.
The Christian part of our listeners out there, which could be quite a big percentage. We don't want to lose anyone.
Oh, totally.
So
I
if we are offending you in any way, please let us know.
Yeah.
Because we want to hold on to all listeners.
Call 825-0268 or email Aaron directly if you want to complain. All the Christian listeners, especially on my show, as they know, I'm very, you know, accommodating of Christians. Did you say
that? Oh. Yeah. Very forgiving, though, at the same time.
Oh, yeah. And so not judgmental at all.
Exactly.
Which brings me to our segment of non-judgmental rage. What's been happening on the notice board this last week?
Well, there's a little bit happening, a little bit going down on the old rage, rageometer.
Hit me. I also have a few things, but let's start with you first. See what you have, because usually it's pretty similar.
All right, let's. So this one, kia ora, te whānau. Any suggestions of piano movers from Raglan to Hamilton? So whenever I see Felix Larsen's name, I go, all right, here
all right,
we go.
Here we go. Exactly, same.
Listen to this one.
Yeah.
So we get a few good responses. Share his music in Hamilton. And then Felix, he says, they usually have small but very strong wheels on at least two corners, and it is quite easy to fit one of these to the very strong harp-like frame that holds the strings. And he's basically got a toe ball...
I've seen that before.
A thing that you'd have on your trailer.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. A part of me is thinking, was Felix joking? Or could this technically be done?
Yeah. With him, you never know.
Yeah.
He's also not a big fan of emoji smiley faces, so you can't tell if he's taking the piss.
So I might just give him a laugh there.
Yeah.
So, but what I think it must be, it's pretty much, so I'm explaining the photo. It's the front part, it's got the toe ball, you know, the connection part, the handle. And he suggested if you have one of those and tow it to put it onto the piano, go down the road, that should work. That would be a very funny video to watch.
Yeah, I don't think that could work. And I also don't think he was serious, the more I think about it.
Okay. Well,
yeah. Hey, Felix, if you want to give us, you know, some details.
He'll be listening. He'll pop in right away. Surely. He'll just be driving.
Surely.
He'll just drive right in and give us.
He was actually asking if he could come in again to my show and do some music stuff. So maybe we should do that.
Yeah, it would be nice.
Yeah, we have in the past.
He's definitely got some good information there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What else?
Here's another big one. Sit back. It's a biggie.
Oh, biggie.
Has anyone heard a squeak from our Member of Parliament, Barbara Kruger?
Yeah, she's from this area, right? Barbara Kruger?
Yeah, she represents. She does have a big area to represent.
Mm.
The only meeting I have heard about her was at the Tomato Club a few years ago. That apparently did not go well. She's been an MP in our safe National Electric for 10 years. Huh. Pulling a salary of over 175,000 PA plus perks. She's now on 215,000 as Deputy Speaker. Okay. She is set up for life now. Why should she even care about little old Raglan? So this figures, I'm reading those just from the post. I don't know if they're factual or not. And yeah. I guess the post goes on.
I mean, okay, so if this person is saying that she's now making 215 or something,
yep.
I doubt that if our Prime Minister makes, we know the number is like what, 300, 400, it's not that much. So I doubt that an MP would make that much just from comparison. But also, is that just a, was there a question in that? Or is it just a, hey, I just want to let you guys know that she ain't doing anything while making all this money? Or what's the point in the post? Could you enlighten me?
She hasn't replied to two emails that were sent inviting discussion on the majority of a society that we're ignoring the COVID mask mandate. There was a mass rebellion at play, as I predicted would happen. She was on side with the Labour Party during COVID. And then it goes on, Raglan needs a strong independent person to stand. I'm very much a centrist and... And then
did that get a lot of traction?
Yeah, there's a few comments here. Raglan needs a strong independent to run. Need someone to run that can win by more than 40,000 odd people. So, yeah, it's a bit of a it'll be a tricky one. And obviously, we have a small population. And then there's some other posts on there. So, that's just a bit of a discussion there that
there's
goes
a bit
on.
Of politics here.
Politics.
Everybody. Let's do...
Oh, and here's one from Aaron. We know Aaron.
Which Aaron? Our Aaron.
Yeah. I'll read
Radio Aaron.
Out. She actually comes to Raglan more than you'd think. Certainly more than previous MP, who really was a dead loss and probably visited about once. She seems genuinely interested in her electorate and what's happening in Raglan. I'm not a supporter, and I'm not saying she comes here a heck of a lot or that she comes here enough, but for a National MP with extremely safe seat, I'm surprised by the attention we do get.
Yeah. It's, yeah. Erin is a very, like, Erin doesn't take sides easily, so I always feel like whatever he says goes for me because, he would never polarize or put anything out there that is BS. So if he says that, I trust him. I have no idea
I'll trust
about
him.
Her.
If he said,
I know who she is, but I have no
if
idea.
If he said, tomorrow the sky will be turning purple.
I'd be like, well, Aaron said it, so must be true.
Yeah, I'm getting my camera ready.
Totally. Yeah.
So a lot of posts in that comment there. If anyone wants to research, that was a day yesterday.
Okay.
Good
discussion
there. It's good to,
I like the one about the cat. Do you see that one?
No. Tell me more about the cat.
So there is a picture of this very cute, maybe
very
slightly
cute.
Grumpy tabby, right? It's a tabby.
It's got a bit of a
and
thing going on.
The post goes, this is Alan. He looks a bit grumpy here, but he can be quite charming. He's also pretty overweight. While I can cut back on what I feed him a bit, I don't feed him a lot. I'm wondering if anyone around Snowden Upper Cross is giving him little snacks. I would totally understand that because he's so charming. But if that's happening, maybe fewer snacks would be good. Alternatively, if he's helping himself to any other cat's food without permission, please let me know and we'll sort something out. I love the whole please don't feed my cat, but like maybe probably a fewer snacks would be good. You know, yeah, she's like trying to tread real lightly. Yeah, and then obviously a lot of laughy faces and people finding it. Yeah.
Brilliant. That poor cat though, eh? It's just gonna be turning up to houses and going, hey, what's happened? Is it something I've done?
Yeah, it's like, did I feed that cat?
I would normally have 10 biscuits, but this person's only giving me one.
And then here's somebody saying, oh, Ellen comes and hangs out with my cats on my driveway. We don't feed him. I'll never see him inside the house. I just figured he's a chunky boy. He's chunky. But he's also put on a bit in the last 6 months and is veering into unhealthy territory. Nice to know he has some cat friends. He's also fighting with someone, but obviously not your cats. Wow, this keeps going on.
There's a real community of cats in the neighborhoods.
People love their cats around here, or they don't. We have this very strong cat lobby, you know? There's the one side that loves cats and the other one that wants to kill cats. As we know.
It would be good to be a cat just for a day, just to see what, cruise around, doing. Go through a few cat doors, see what's happening.
Yeah. Well, anyways, we haven't figured out who's feeding him. The posts don't tell. But if you do feed Ellen, stop it.
So the cat's name chunky. Was Ellen. Oh, Ellen, yes.
Ellen.
You said Ellen.
Yeah, it's like a weird funny name for a
cat. Ellen, if you are listening, you might be. Someone might
stop
have
eating, Ellen.
98.1 tuned into the old garage and you're sitting in the garage. We are sorry.
That you're fat. Humans overfeed you. It's not your fault, Ellen.
It's not your fault. You probably have done have too much to
shame,
do every day.
Cat fat shame you. But maybe stop eating.
Yeah.
Give your owner a break. Yup.
Very exciting. I hope you're all having a great night tonight. We're just giving a bit of rage.
Maybe some music?
Yeah, maybe a little bit of music.
To unleash
a few discussions around what's been happening on the Raglan notice board.
Exactly. We're going to continue with that after this little tune from Neon Capital and Kink with Young. Oh, to be young again, Neil.
To be young again.
We were young.
Yay, nice synth. That was Neon Capital and Kink with Young.
Beautiful.
Good one, eh?
That was very. I love the synthesizers.
Yeah. Got to have a good old synthy to make it like a bit 80s, eh?
Yeah, I love the 80s.
We do. Oh, speaking of the 80s.
Yeah.
Are you coming Friday?
Totally.
Yeah, got your ticket?
No.
Buy it.
Okay.
You need to.
Where are we going, just for the listeners?
We are going to the Yard on Friday for Raglan Radio 30th birthday bash. Yeah. It's going to be a big one. It's going to be lots of
laughter
and
laser squish.
Awesome.
Awesome.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be laser.
Yeah.
Can you press the laser?
There's going to be thunder.
This is going to be laser.
Do people say that? This is going to be laser.
Hey,
well, now.
If all the young people want to use laser, it's going to be laser.
It's going to be laser, bro.
Start it. Let's start it.
Let's do it. So, yeah, Heavy Lounge Suit, Cornerstone Roots, and Team Squad playing Friday. So,
yeah,
go
huge.
Get your ticket and come to the Yard. It should be fun. And I'm also doing something with
it. Yeah, I just see that. That's why I'm going.
Matter. Yeah,
I didn't really like the other groups.
People like DJ Racer. Oh my God.
Do it. No, I do like the other groups in case they're listening. It's going to be a great night.
Yeah, it should be fun.
I like the poster too.
Very colourful. I think Javier made that.
I like it. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. So that's Owl Rage. Yeah, the 30th birthday bash on Friday where everybody who's listening should come to. And even if you're not listening, you should come.
Yeah.
Just saying. But other than that, what else is happening on the notice board?
Okay, on the notice board, the regular notice board, this took place on the 26th of October.
It's been a while.
Wow. We must be the healthiest little town in NZ! Exclamation mark. So many new age holistic healthcare and well-being professionals advertising their expert services and their very latest wondrous snake oil, feeling blissful.
Funnily enough, I just said on the weekend to a friend, who did I say that? I said to someone, man, if I have to read that one more yoga teacher's offering their services on the notice board, I'm totally going to lose my stuff. Because there's a lot.
Packed. It's good though.
It's a lot.
I think we are the healthiest little town in New Zealand.
Yeah. Tell that the people getting the fish and chips every night.
Maybe they go there for their friendly people and healthy lifestyle. Raglan has always been an amazing community. Sad to see these comments.
Well.
And I'll read the comments.
Yeah, please.
I'd follow them before I'd listen to Jacinda telling everyone to get the jab, LOL. So last year. Watch what they say, then what they sell. It's pretty funny to observe how predatory and hypocritical a lot of these folks are. Just going to grab some organic gluten-free popcorn. Clap, clap, someone telling it like it is. Haha, yep, holistic healthcare by day. Snort coke and made in a garage by night. There's some great comments, isn't there?
Yeah.
Do we have defibrillators available in this healthy own or not yet? You won't need them, hopefully, but is good to find out where they can be accessed. And you can actually use the app. There is an app just answering that. And there, Robin does put up there. There are many defibrillators available in Raglan. See the AED map.
Mm.
So check out that AED locations. Just a bit of discussion.
See,
it's about education as well with these comments.
Yeah.
We're able to tap on that.
True that. That's what education. We're here for, education. You know, it's our goal.
I do believe the deviation is the device between the old world and the new world, which is us, Raglan.
Oh,
don't
so
forget
deep.
The cleanest cars as well with the town full of detailers. That was from Graham Wallace. Nice one, Graham.
That's a good side jab right there because, yeah, we did have that situation a few weeks ago where there's a little bit too many car detailers,
there's
maybe.
There's quite a few.
And they're struggling to find work. And we were like, oh, I wonder why that is. Yeah. Maybe.
So great comments there. And just an update from Gillian on there. There is nearly 20 defibs around town, some available 24/7, some just work hours. So you can really feel safe here.
You know, speaking of feeling safe here, you know, sometimes when you think about things and you just go a little bit too far.
Yep.
And you go down the rabbit hole and then you freak out. I had that once thinking about if I – I don't know, have something really, really serious going on right now. Mm. I need to call, what do you call? 211? 111? I don't even know what to call. Well, there it starts. But if I figure out which number to call and I call them.
Please?
111. The, yeah, all the emergency people. Yeah. Like I'm dying or something. It's a freaking 45-minute drive to Hamilton. So if our...
30 minutes right to the Dinsdale, but yeah.
Yeah. But there is no hospital at the Dinsdale thing. So yeah. If driving me to the hospital from here, unless you helicopter me out because it's so urgent, you know, I'm like, chances are you die.
So the Westpac helicopter does a great job. And it did actually one week in our neighborhood. It just popped up down Lorenzen Bay.
Oh, yeah?
Picked someone up and took them out.
Down Lorenzen
Bay. That person's okay.
Where do you park there, is it, when you're a helicopter?
That bit, but, you know, that is pretty cool. So if you are really injured or hurt.
Something really bad, the helicopter will come.
Come out.
Whew, I feel better now.
So, and that will get there a lot faster.
Yeah, because I had this terrible idea of like, well, but what if, and then, you know. See, this is what I'm thinking about.
And that is a concern that you should have and plan for.
Yeah, well, I had my ruptured appendix. My friend drove me, so that was fun. Did you do anything for Halloween on Wednesday?
We did. We actually had an event in Hamilton. And
You did.
We had a few regular people come over, which is
great.
We
did talk about that. Cool. Was it good?
Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah. It was really fun.
I always know there's a few people doing trick and treating here with their kids. I was super sick. I was in bed all day, so I didn't do anything. But there was a hilarious regular notice board post from Mike Anderson. It's hard without the pictures, but he's like, I'm all set for Halloween tonight. Choose carefully, kids. I will be watching you. So the first picture is like a bowl of broccoli.
Brilliant.
Says, only take one.
Love it.
The other one is, which I can only assume is fake cigarettes, but there's a bunch of cigarettes. Also say, please, only one ciggy per kid. Don't take the lighter. The other one is actual chocolate fishies, I think.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the marshmallowy ones. And then the fourth picture apparently had to be taken down. And then people were asking, oh, no, I wonder what's the fourth. And the fourth picture was a bong. It says one code per kid. I was like, wow, this is one of the best
Halloween's
stuff I've seen.
Halloween's come a long way.
It's one of the best stuff I've seen on the notice board in a long time. I was laughing good.
A few
liked
good
it.
Likes on that. That would have been a
good, oh, yeah. Good people night. Are like, best post ever.
Totally, that's up there. That's up there for the Raglan Radio Awards, isn't it? The Raglan Notice Board Awards.
Yeah, that should definitely be there. Oh, can I please have the address? I'm really short, so I can pass for a kid. Everybody going to yours now. One sick per kid? How many per adult? I know a few mates that are probably out. Ha 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 ha. Yeah. There's heaps of comments who just love the post. I'm pretty sure I liked it because I was like, this is pretty funny.
It's good to mix it up, eh? And he was certainly mixing it up. What I could do is you put the broccoli out and you say, take one each. And then the young person that takes the broccoli, it comes with something else. Because everyone would be like, no, no. And then one young person grabs it. They take it and you go, ding, 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 ding. And they're looking around going, what? It also comes with a box of favorites.
Yeah. Take the broccoli. You will be rewarded.
That would be a school. That'll be a story they take to school the next day.
Eat your broccoli, children. You never know what you get for it.
Have you seen those ones where some people get a, what are they called? Those little cabbagey things? Brussels sprouts?
The little cabbagey things, yeah.
And dip it in chocolate?
What?
Like a little ball?
Oh, that's mean.
Here you go, kids.
Oh, that is so evil, but so fun. I should do that next year.
And then
I never do anything for
it. Actually, tastes quite nice. I do. As you get older, you
probably better
you,
with chocolate.
For me personally, speaking on behalf of myself, I don't mind Brussels sprouts now.
I don't either. But as a kid, oh my god,
they were boiled.
Hated.
In a house for
a while. They were just not done well. I think now when you fry them, really yummy in the pan, they're really good. But yeah, I agree. It's some things that you just grow out of, and as a kid, it's like no, just don't even bother. Yeah.
Bit of living, everybody.
Mm. Okay, let's do one more tune and then maybe two or three more posts. You can gather your thoughts and your posts there, and we're going to play Baby Queen with Colors of You. It could be another schmoozy one. Who knows?
I speak in gray to match the shade on the inside of my brain. I decay when my tongue touches the edges of your name. White lies are colored by context. And oh my God, I've lost my innocence. I can't believe what you've done to me. Can't you see that I'm on my knees? You look at me and the darkness leaves. And suddenly
Baby Queen, Colors of You. Pretty cute, pretty romantic, I'd say. Lots of romancy tunes here tonight from my multiple TV watching, high school TV watching escapades.
Monday.
Oh, Monday. Bloody Monday. What else is...
Sorry.
That was Neil, that wasn't me. Oh, you're listening to... Rendezvous with Reza, by the way, and with me is Neil, son of Anthony, Funky Monkey, Tolan, getting his rage from the notice board ready for you.
Okay, also on the notice board, 4 hours ago.
Oh, Bob, fresh.
Yep, Bob Noble's bottom set of false teeth.
Excuse? Huh? False teeth?
Last seen in his mouth and then in his pocket. They may have fallen out of his pocket when getting his car keys out. If you find them, please drop them off at the Raglan Community Centre. Thank you.
Wait, somebody lost their teeth.
Yeah, it happens.
Uh-huh. And then, wait. But don't you lose them and notice straight away that you lost your teeth? It's not like 5 hours later, like your phone, you know, you're looking for it and then you're like, oh, must have lost it somewhere. Oh, you lose your teeth and then you're like, oh, they just fell out of my mouth. Or were they in his pocket? What? I'm so confused.
Yeah, that's all we got to play with. If you do find some teeth,
drop please them off return
at the Raglan Community Centre.
They're not your teeth to keep.
Appreciated. No.
Somebody's missing their teeth.
So there you go. Yeah. See, it's all about, you know, just we're helping the community at the same time.
Helping out the people.
Someone's, you know, might have found those, taken them home, and they're going to come in handy.
I had a pretty good one from 6 days ago. Bethany, that really made me laugh when I saw that. Hey everyone, my friends were at Ulo's shopping and have been locked in by accident. Can anyone get a hold of the guy who owns it and let them out, please? This is genuine. That's and I was awesome. Like, wow. So her friends texted her, hey, we're stuck in this shop. Somebody locked us in. It's not a big shop.
No.
I'm like very surprised how you can be locked in.
That is awesome.
And also, Kyan, do you not check before you look? If he's working, maybe somebody else was working that day.
Yeah, it is, hey?
But don't you check like the changing rooms and other places before you
can do, but it actually happened one day. I was in Norton at the...
Kyoko's like, sorry. Yeah.
Sorry. So,
Kyan on the way.
In Norton, I heard this little voice. I was driving past. Can you help me? And then I was looking around, and then over the fence, I saw this person inside this bar. And she goes, I'm locked in. I can't get out.
In a bar? Don't tell anyone. That's great.
And she was starting to get a bit emotional. I said, it's all right. I'll get the manager. Go and grab a drink from the bar.
Chill.
Yeah, relax.
Calm and I'll get down.
And that did help. But apparently she was in the toilets when they were locking up.
Yeah. But you check the freaking toilets.
You should do. I think that policy
everybody checks the toilets before you lock up your place. That's just...
Sometimes you just want to get out there, I guess, and they're like...
It's a bit dumb. But like, I mean, we're not talking Ulo's restaurant, right?
Yeah.
We're talking Ulo's retro shop. Thing, it's a tiny place.
It is small.
I mean, there is an upstairs, no? But like, it's really hard to be locked in there, I think. And there are two people locked in. Right.
Where would you want to be locked in if you had?
If I had the choice
to be locked in somewhere for the night.
Oh, probably like Countdown.
Yeah, that'd be pretty.
But
good.
With a liquor section.
Yeah.
Yeah. New World. Oh yeah, the pricier one. Yeah. New World.
As long as they got the bakery open and the they haven't packed it all away.
Some of the stuff is still there. Man, I just get so filled up with everything and then just puke a bunch, I guess, because I just overeat.
Yeah.
Probably what I do.
It'd be a good little night though, eh?
Or just like a big shopping center, like a mall. See, I'm not a mall person,
I'm not either. But maybe it could be fun. It could be fun. Just maybe it could around. Be fun.
With someone else. Don't want to be by yourself. You want to trash the place with
shopping
someone else.
Shopping center would be good because you could watch the movie. You could be like, oh, should we watch a movie now?
Yeah.
Should we? Yeah.
There's options. I'm sure
you'd
so many
come
options.
Up
with
you could,
something.
You could dress up. You could run around, make noise.
Yeah.
Turn the sprinklers on.
With a lighter. Yeah. All right.
All right, here's another one.
Space for one more.
Raglan Rage. This is so disgraceful and disrespectful. Shame on whoever dumped this fridge and the associated organic material at Mangatawhiri Road rubbish pickup area with extreme zero waste. Simply a hop and skip and stumble away. This is utterly inexcusable behavior. Shame. And there is a picture of a... bit of whiteware and a bit of trash. I did actually notice that driving past as well.
Did you?
And it spotted my eye and I was thinking, cheeky.
Because that sounds very similar to something that we had a few weeks ago that somebody done on the same road, actually, I think. So I'm kind of like, is it the same thing?
They did it at 2 a.m. in the morning. I know this because I was up feeding my baby and we're the property right below.
Oh, damn. Well, that's no good. Don't leave your stuff on the side of the road. How many times do we have to tell you guys?
Yeah.
Don't leave your stuff on the side of the road.
And Extreme Waste do say, such a shame it's dumped when the metal can be recycled and the green waste composted. Composted? Yeah.
Composted.
Composted. And the green waste composted. Thanks for sharing. It's helpful sharing that this isn't the norm.
Yeah. Oh, well.
It's not the norm. And you can, you know, recycle your whiteware.
Yeah, and also it doesn't cost much to drop that off. It's like 20 bucks or something. Not even. Yeah. Just don't.
Just don't do it, guys. Just don't dump
Please
stuff
don't
everywhere.
Don't dump stuff.
And there is lots of cameras around these days. People.
Yeah.
Households, as well as their sneaky little iPhones. Could be, you know, videoing Neighbor you
watch.
And then posting it up on the notice board.
I've seen the community patrol cars driving around more again. I think now that it's warmer, they do their rounds up at Wainui and then back. I have no idea what they're actually doing, what they could actually do. Like, let's see they witness something. I mean, they're not going to intervene. They're just going to call the cops, I guess.
So they would call the police. Might write down number plates of cars they've seen. They're acting a little bit dodgy, eyes and ears.
Did they just form by themselves or were they appointed by someone?
I'm just speaking off the ones I know about, but they are volunteers and it's right throughout New Zealand.
Oh, yeah.
So
every community.
Not probably every community, but there are a lot of communities around New Zealand that have them.
Oh, yeah.
And I know they always look for volunteers.
Yeah. So if you want to volunteer.
Volunteer.
Do it. Be a neighborhood watcher.
Just do it. Get out
Be
there.
Be a watchdog.
And, yeah.
Watchdog.
And they might, I know in Hamilton they might go and check, say there's something happening, then they might go there, have a look, see what's happening.
See what's up. Help out.
Okay, one more.
One more, Neil. Then I kick you out.
Looks like someone got themselves an early Christmas present. One extra heavy-duty picnic table. Stuff like this sucks so much for our community. Was there at 6 p.m. last night. Not there now. There's a picture of a concrete slab.
And the picnic table missing. Do we see where that is?
No, is that...
Is it... Also, how can you remove that from the concrete slab?
They could just unscrew the bolts, possibly. Or
yeah.
A bit of a shame.
It's close to the water?
Is that like Manu Bay somewhere or?
No, wait. Yeah.
Yeah, there's
the
rocks here.
That should be Manu Bay.
I think it might be.
Yeah, I always wonder, what do you do with a heavy duty picnic? Like you just demontage the whole freaking thing and then
set up in your
put
garden.
It on your truck and set it up at home?
Set up in your garden and 10 people enjoy it. But before, when it was at Manu Bay, thousands of people enjoyed it.
Also, can you even set that up at your home when it needs to be bolted into the ground on this concrete slab? How can you even...
It probably would just place on
just
your ground.
Sit
yeah, the
normal.
Weight. It's probably heavy duty there. But a bit of a shame, you
That's
know?
That's dumb.
That's pretty sad.
Don't steal our picnic tables of Manu Bay, people.
People use them for picnics.
And other things.
What other things?
I don't know. I don't use them ever. I always sit on the ground.
I have used a picnic table. And
you
I've,
have.
I've enjoyed it. I've
you have used a picnic table.
Yeah, I have.
Oh, yeah. Not this one anymore. You won't.
It's gone. Mm. But if you know where it is.
Bring it back.
Why not contact
87057. No, that's just a random number.
Or contact
number.
105. That's the non-emergency line.
Or community patrol services.
Or.
Police.
Just bring it back.
Or Neil.
Bring it back and just leave a note.
Yeah.
Like I did one day.
Doubt
I stole
it.
This sign from somewhere we're not going to mention when I was young. Took it home. Had my mate staying.
Yeah.
So proud. I had this massive big sign. Then my mate told my mum. And I thought it was, you know, my mum would be like, yeah, that's so cool.
Did you
my
really think
said,
that?
Take it back.
Yeah, she
you
was
need
impressed.
To take that back. Right now. And so we drove up and had to take it back.
Yeah.
And it's okay. If you take something, you might feel a bit guilty about it. Even if you
Maybe.
Don't feel guilty, just take it back anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Even if you don't feel good, just bring it back. I mean, we're talking about a massive picnic table. That's like a couple grand, you know, that
would
council
be.
Spends
yeah.
on those. I would know. That's
so that money could go to another picnic table.
Mm.
There is going to be an area in this community that won't have a picnic table.
No more picnic tables. Yeah. Probably can blame it on some out-of-towner as we do.
Yeah, it would be. I think so.
Nobody here would put that in their garden because people would know and be like, oh, how dare you? You know?
How dare you?
Yeah.
I took my drone over your house last night and I was looking.
Yeah. I saw what you've done.
I saw you took that picnic table.
Mm.
You need to take it back.
Yeah. All right, people, that was Rendezvous with Reza's Rage segment for the night. Thanks, Neil, for coming once more.
No problem. Anytime. I mean, it's good for my mental work health experience.
Oh, yeah. You put that on your CV, eh?
Totally.
Mm. Yeah, you should. Yeah, it's good exposure.
Gets me out there, out and about.
Gets you out and about. Have a lovely rest of your Monday.
You too. And we'll see you on Friday. The big Raglan
30th birthday party. Friday at the yard. Whoop, yeah, I see you there. Swisher.
All right, laser. It's going to be laser.
It's going to be laser. All right. Later, Neil. Catch you on the flippity flop, as they say. Laser. That was Raglan Rage on a Monday. Neil is out, and we're going to do another cheesy tune. Here's Carmody with Skin.
The pull of you. The pull of you. My mind, it draws you near. The pull of you, the pull of you. And it's the rush that we can't keep. Oh, we go. And it's the touch that we all need. Oh, let go. I feel you in my skin. Can you feel me in your skin? I still find you. I still find you in my skin. Can you feel me in your skin? I still find you. I still find you. Time won't hold our love, but I thought you knew. You knew. Clouds move on above. Still thoughts of you. Still thoughts of you. When it's the rush that we can't keep. Oh, we go. And it's the
I'm not afraid to
man, I really need to stop watching all this high school stuff on Netflix if this is the music I'm listening to again. That was a bit too much cheese, even for me. It was Carly Rae Jepsen, Canadian singer-songwriter, with Runaway With Me. It's kind of cute, but also kind of annoying. And before that was Carmody with Skin. That was a way better tune. We got 10 minutes left on Rendezvous with Reza on a Monday night. And I got three more songs on my list. This is Conan Gray with People Watching.
That wasn't funny, but she laughed so hard she almost cried. Their counting must have been together almost 49. He's making fun of how she acted on the holidays. She wears a ring, but they tell people that they're not engaged. They met in class for metaphysical philosophy. He tells his friends I like her cause she's so much smarter than me. They're having talks about their futures until 4 a.m. And I'm happy for them.
I'm happy for them. I'm happy for them.
But I wanna feel all that love and emotion. Be that attached to the person I'm holding. Someday I'll be falling without caution. But for now I'm only people watching. I'm only looking just to live through you vicariously. I've never really been in love, not seriously. I had a dream about a house behind a picket fence. Next one I choose to trust, I hope I use some common sense. But I cut people out like tags on my clothing. I end up all alone, but I still keep hoping. I wanna feel all that love and emotion. Be that attached to the person I'm holding. Someday I'll be falling without caution. But for now I'm only people watching. Cut people out like tags on my clothing. I end up all alone, but I still keep hoping. I won't be scared to let someone know me. Life feels so monotone, but I still keep hoping.
Same.
Yeah, I need to watch some other stuff so my music doesn't turn to a freaking cheese show. That was Gabrielle Aplin, Never Be the Same, English singer, songwriter. And before that, Conan Gray. People watching, he is from Australia, I want to say, or America. No, he's an American singer-songwriter and former YouTuber. So yeah, the way I do my playlist lately is I either watch something and then I Shazam, or I trust my Spotify weekly list. And it seems like I've just been a little bit too focused on the, oh, I heard this one song and I like this one tune and now I just put it on my playlist. And then later on being like, yeah, I'm not sure if that was the right choice. Might not have been that great after all. So I'll do better for the next couple of weeks to not do too much cheesy stuff, maybe. Put some more bangers in there. I mean, I'm usually good for all my electro stuff, but we'll see. Anyhow, it's 3 minutes to 5:30. So my time's done here. Another tune and then I'm out. This is Mia Follick, Freak Out. I hope to see you all at the Yard on Friday evening for the Raglan Radio 30th birthday bash. Cornerstone Roots Team Squad. It's gonna be epic. Be there or be dead. Kakite.